This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, as the brother announced, generally inshallah ta'ala, this speech will be about the Quran. With Ramadan fast approaching, it is a month of Quran, as Allah Azza wa Jalla clearly told us in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل في القرآن, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran came down. You know, we're just mentioning this yesterday to some of the youth as well. We need to understand that when it comes to the month of Ramadan, not everyone's the same. Muhammad and Jama' when they both fast or when they both pray, they're not the same. Everyone's different when it comes to the month of Ramadan likewise. Just because from the apparent everyone's doing the same thing, they're not equal. That's from the people that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, رُبَّ صَائِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ لَلْجُعْ وَالْعَطَشِ. Perhaps he fasts, he gets nothing out of the fasting except hunger and thirst. And likewise the salat, Allah Azza wa Jal gave, the Prophet gave us an example. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَنْصَرِفُ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ فَمَا كُتِبُ لَهُ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ إِلَّا عُشْرُهَا أَوْ تِسْعُهَا إِلَى نِسْفُهَا. A man, he comes out of the prayer and he didn't get anything out of the prayer except maybe 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%. So not everyone's equal. Not everyone is equal when it comes to the month of Ramadan. From the ways for us to come in the month of Ramadan and get the optimum, the maximum reward, is putting a lot of emphasis in the Quran. This is a month that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel used to come to him and he used to recite the Quran to him. In the last year, he came to him twice. Every night of the month of Ramadan, Jibreel used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and read the Quran on him. So it shows you the emphasis that we should also be putting into the Quran in the month of Ramadan, the importance of it. But the sad thing is, brothers and sisters, wallahi, we are living in a time that the Quran that we find inside our houses, the masahif, it has collected dust. We don't read it, we don't open it, we don't recite it, we don't ponder upon it. The Quran has just left our homes. Even though the masahif are there, the Quran is barely mentioned. The Quran is barely in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he quoted the Rasul in the Quran, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The Rasul has said, Ya Rabb, O Lord, our people, they have, or my people, they have boycotted the Quran. It's mahjur. The Quran is mahjur. And it's no different now. Even though it is within ourselves, we have the Quran amongst ourselves, we don't recite the Quran. So many people, brothers and sisters, so many people today, they're suffering. They are suffering from problems, anxiety, depression. Sometimes someone calls you, akhi, he goes to you, I've got a problem in my marriage. Many people do that. Many people call me and they say, we've got problems in our marriage. A few questions that you ask, you think to yourself, why? After a few questions, you find that these people are so far from the Quran, so far from their religion. How do we expect to get any prosperity or any goodness in our lives when we have turned away from the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon us all, and we don't make it part of our lives? Allah says in the Quran, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah Azza wa Jalla send down upon you a light, a very clear light. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانُهُ سُبْلَ السَّلَامِ. It will guide the person. Whoever follows the satisfaction, the reward of his Lord, it will guide him. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي أَخْوَمْ. This Quran is a guidance, something that takes the person out of the ظُلُمَات into the nur. The Sahaba رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ, they used to kill one another. They used to kill one another. They had tribal problems, brothers and sisters. They hated one another. Aws and Khazraj. There's an ayah in the Quran in Surah Al Imran. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً. Remember the favors upon you when you were enemies. Enemies. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He brought your hearts together. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And through his favors, you became brothers. Was it other than Was it other than the Quran, the guidance from the Quran, that was the reason why they became friends? The guidance they found in the Quran, telling them to be brothers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers, the iman, is that which makes you brothers. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَاءَ حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. And you were on the fringes of the fire. You're just about to drop in it. You were on the edges of the fire. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. And Allah Azza wa Jalla saved you from it. Those who have a past, a jahiliyyah, you can see why people, they hated one another. Especially here in Brixton, they had gangs that we used to hear about when we was young. We used to be scared of them. Don't ever go to Brixton. You've got this gang called PDC. You've got this other gang called SMS. Everyone was scared. But now you find that the Islam that got spread in this area, many people who were in these gangs, who were on the streets, they became because of what? None other than Al-Islam, the guidance that a person finds in the Quran. And likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla told us, for anyone who wants the happy life, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن. This Quran is telling us the depression that we're suffering from, that many people go through, it is the Quran. Allah says, whoever, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى, from the male and the female. The second thing that is mentioned, وهو مؤمن, he's a believer. فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. This person, we're going to give him a good life. Why? Because this person is doing the good deeds. Where is the good deeds coming from? Where do we get it from? None other than the Quran, and likewise the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran is telling you to follow the Sunnah. So any problem that happens now in your life, your marriage, between the spouses, the husband and the wife, they decide now to maybe take it to another place. Do these people expect to get any goodness in their marriage? I'll give you an example. What do most husband and wife, when they split up or a divorce is about to happen, what happens? What do they do? As soon now, he's divorced her. They've had problems, he's divorced, he's told her to, you know, khalas, it's over. What do most people do? Where does she go? Or where does the guy go? It's a question. Huh? She goes back to her house, or he kicks her out. Alayhi kadhalik. Most cases, 95%. Actually 99% today in this country that we have. The woman, she runs back to her mom's house. Or the guy kicks her out, he's had enough of her. What does the Quran tell us? And most cases what happens, these people that actually leave one another, the shaitan slips in. The shaitan is whispering in her ears, or might come through the family, the mom or the dad, ah, you don't need him. You got children, you got a child, you're going to get housing benefits, you're going to get all sorts of benefits, you're going to get a house, you don't need him. So she wants to have an independent life, or he kicks her out. To cut it very short, inshallah ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal, he tells in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّةٍ وَأَحْصُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ. Fear your Lord, لَا تُخْرِجُوهُنَّ مِنْ بُيُوتِهِنَّ وَلَا يَخْرُجْنَا. Don't kick her out, and she shouldn't leave. Why? تلك حدود الله ومن يتعدى حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا. You don't know, the fact that you stay together, Allah will make something happen between the two. The hikmah behind this is what? Stay together, perhaps Allah might make something happen between the two. But many people, they've turned away from it. أعرضوا عن ذكر الله. And what does Allah Azza wa Jalla tell us? ومن أعرض عن ذكري فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَا. Whoever turns away now from the Quran, this person, we're going to give him a depressive life. مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. A depressive life. He stays depressed for another 2 years. She's depressed, or she might go through many bad experiences. If only you stuck and you attach yourself to the Quran. Another thing, brothers and sisters, I want to speak about also is the shifa of this Quran. We have to know, there isn't a sickness that has come down except that there is a cure for it. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ دَاءً إِلَّا وَأَنزَلَ مَعُهُ شِفَاء. Never did Allah send down a sickness except that He sent down a cure with it as well. And this Quran that we have بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا, it is from the best of the cures. Allah tells us, Ya ayyuha an-nasu qad ja'atkum maw'idhatun min rabbikum wa shifaa'un lima fi sudur. A maw'idha, a reminder has come to you. And also that which is a cure for the heart. Wa nunazzilu min al-Qur'an ma huwa shifaa'un wa rahmatun lil-mu'minin. This Quran is a shifa. But do we take it as a shifa? As soon as we become ill, what happens? People are lining up at the NHS and the GP. There's no problem with that. Why don't you first turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's no harm now. Turning to the GP, to the NHS, going to the hospital. Why don't you turn to the Quran firstly? Put your hands up to Allah Azza wa Jal. Do ruqya on yourself. Read the ayat of the Quran on yourself first. Then maybe turn to these asbab. Could be that one time you act upon the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my slave asks, I am close to him. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ مَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord has said, call unto me. Let me reply back to you. You put your hands up to Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيِّيٌّ كَرِيمٌ يَسْتَحِي مِنْ عَبْدِهِ إِذَا رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ إِلَيْهِ يَرُدُّ مَا سِفْرَى. Allah is shy. That when his servant puts his hands up to Allah Azza wa Jal, that he sends it back empty-handed. You turn to Allah, then take the asbab. The Quran has everything in it. Wallahi, we don't need to look any further. What do the kuffar do today? He loses his wealth. He becomes bankrupt. London Bridge, he chucks himself over. The Quran tells us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. We will test you with a loss of wealth. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And we'll give glad tidings to those who are patient. So many things that we don't need to look further to other than the Quran. But we have boycotted it. We have decided to maybe take asbab, causes that are totally غير مشروع. They're not legislated at all. An example of this today, we get afflicted with jinn. In Leicester, it's very, very common. You have a lot of the Brelvis and things like that who have maybe houses where the people go to, they write stuff for them. He gets afflicted with a jinn or sihr. They go to these peers. What does the peer do? He guides you a ta'weez. Every few months I receive something through my door. It has on there Babu Ali. If you have any problems, if you're going through a court issue or you're going through court, sickness, there's problems between the husband and the wife, you want to have children, then call this number called Babu Ali. And people are calling it. If the person now doesn't know his religion, he doesn't know the right from the wrong, then billahi alayk, you think he's not going to call this number that has come through his door and refer to it? How do we expect that Allah Azza wa Jal is going to aid us, is going to benefit us, when we take asbab shirkiyah, causes that has shirk in it? Firstly, we've gone to this magician or this sorcerer. We've gone to this Babu Ali. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, من أتى كاهنا أو عرافا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد. Whoever now goes to a sorcerer or a fortune teller and believes what he says, he has disbelieved in that which came down upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, it came in another hadith, من أتى عرافا فسأله عن شيء لم يقبل له صلاة 40 ليلة. Whoever goes to a fortune teller and asks a question, 40 days of his prayer is not accepted. You've gone there, your Islam is in doubt, your prayer is not being accepted. Then on top of that, he gives you a ta'weez. What do they call it? In Arabic they call it tamima. In Somali they've got something they call it as well. Does anyone know in Somali they have this? Irsi, na'am, that's the word I was looking for. They have all these names for it. Anyways, you go to it. He writes your ta'weez. مَنْ عَلَّقَ تَمِيمَةً فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. The Prophet said to us, whoever now hangs a talisman, these ta'weez, or whatever it might be, he has fallen into shirk. We've put the ruqya to the side that the Quran has come with. We've put it to the side. And we've taken all these asbab. You find that many of these people who tend to refer back to some of these ways, these means that are muharram, these means that are haram, they are the people that are possessed. They are the people that are suffering problems in their lives. These are the people who are scared of the jinn, who are scared of all these legislated ways. As soon as you mention the Quran to them, they become scared. He's bugging out. They are the people who are more possessed, or they have issues in their lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly told us in the Quran what to do. An issue pops up, you're feeling sick, you have a jinn in you, clearly it's mentioned in the Quran. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Once you want to open the Quran, say أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Allah is teaching us, hey, you need to take the sabab, you need to take the means. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. What happens then? إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. The shaitan doesn't have any authority over the individual who believes and he puts his trust into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you've taken the sabab, the cause, the means that is legislated. The other one that we're speaking about, who went to get a ta'weez, or he went to the magician Babu Ali, did he take the means? He didn't take the means. And he becomes more and more infected. So now Allah told us, take the means. Say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Then on top of that, the shaitan doesn't have any authority over you. Other ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us what to do in order to protect ourselves from the shayateen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَن نَزَلَ مَنْزِلًا فَقَالَ. Whoever now comes to a house and he says, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا يَضُرُّ مَعَسْمِهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ لَا يَضُرُّهُ شَيْءٌ. Whoever comes to a house now and he reads that dua, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا يَضُرُّ مَعَسْمِهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, nothing will harm him. What does this hadith tell us? Take the means. On top of that, you are protected from the shaytan. You read Baqarah in your house, you have expelled the shaitan. You've got rid of him. Again, you took the means, you put your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, you're protected. Look what Allah Azza wa Jal then tells us in Surah An-Nahl. إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ وَالَّذِينَ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. The shaitan only. إِنَّمَا يُفِيدُ الْحَصَرُ مِنْ أَدَوَاتِ الْحَصَرُ. إِنَّمَا, the shaitan, he only has authority, or he takes control of those who befriend him and who commit shirk. These people now, who has gone to Babu Ali and he's taken a ta'weez, what has he done? He's befriended the shaitan. The shaitan loves these things. Ma'asi, he loves it. Disobedient acts, he loves it. Tibits. You've befriended the shaitan, you've committed shirk, and you have problem after problem. Wallahi, the other day, a brother called me from Leicester. He said to me, "Akhi, I think my wife is possessed. I think my wife is possessed." First question I asked him, do you have a ta'weez in the house? He looks around, he finds one somewhere in the door. She opens her bag, there's a ta'weez in there. Do you see now why a lot of these people, they have problems in their lives? He goes to his mom's house, his mother-in-law, she has another ta'weez as well. She doesn't want to get rid of it, attached to it. You open it, it has what? We are the worshippers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نَحْنُ عُبَّادُ Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These ta'weez that people have, brothers and sisters, I've seen it with my own eyes. There's a project that some of our brothers are doing called the Ta'weez Project. Take the ta'weez challenge. You open it, it has Qarun, Fir'aun, Abu Lahab, all these names in there. And the peer tells you, no, it's secure. Make sure you keep it. As long as you keep it, mashallah, you're protected. We've turned away from the Quran, we've reverted back to all these ways, Muharramat. And what happened? We have problems after problems after problems, mashakil, anxiety, all kinds of issues in our lives. Also, another thing, brothers and sisters, that I want to point out, inshallah ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the individual who's attached to the Quran. The doctor that's earning 90,000, and I'm not trying to offend anyone who's a doctor here, mashallah, he has done good in his life. 90,000 he's earning. He might look in the eyes of the people that he's someone great, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رُبَّمَا لَا يَزِنْ عِنَّ اللَّهِ جَنَحْ بَعُوضًا. Maybe he might not even weigh in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the weight of the wing of a mosquito. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you is the one who learned the Qur'an and then goes and teaches it. You will find, brothers and sisters, take this from me, the one who puts effort into the Qur'an, قِرَاءَةً وَتَدَبُّرًا وَعَمَلًا وَدَعْوَةً, calls to it, ponders upon it, teaches it, you find that Allah Azza will raise this person in the eyes of the people, and likewise, عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَنْزِلَةٌ رَفِيعَةٌ. He will have a great position in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, and likewise in the eyes of the people. Allah Azza will raise this person. Imagine tomorrow the queen. She gets the dustbin man, a man who's looked by the society to be very, very low, a dustbin man, and places this dustbin man in charge when she goes to visit Barack Obama in America. She places him as to be the king for the first time. Wallahi, they're gonna put down every newspaper, it's going to be everywhere on the internet, the queen has lost the plot. It's totally like something crazy for her to do. Look what Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu did. Do we know Abu Hurairah? Is there anyone here that doesn't know him? Someone that everyone knows. Abu Hurairah is known from the Sahaba who was very well known by the companions, and likewise we all know him. He's someone that is very well known. But do we know someone called Ibn Abi Abza? Ibn Abi Abza is someone that is not known. Even the Tabi'in, they didn't know him properly. Umar ibn Khattab is leaving the city. He runs into Nafi' Mawla Abdullah ibn Umar. He runs into him. He says to him, who did you leave the people with? He said, Ibn Abi Abza. Who's Ibn Abi Abza? He asks him, Mawla min mawalina, a slave from the slaves that we have. He looks at him and he says to him, you left the whole city with a slave. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he replied back to him and he said, Innahu alimun bil faraid. He is someone that knows the faraid, knows the religion. And do you not hear the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna Allah yarfa'u bihada al-Qur'ani aqwama wa yadha'u biha akharin. Allah Azza wa Jal, he raises a person due to his attachment to the Qur'an, and other people are humiliated. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise some of these scholars? People like Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh Uthaymeen, other than them, they were attached to the Qur'an. They called to the Qur'an. This is a month, brothers and sisters, let us come back to the Qur'an. A few calculations. We have 5 daily prayers in our day. If after every prayer, we just read 4 pages. 4 pages is not a big deal, brothers and sisters. It takes maybe 10 minutes. 10 minutes of our time. 4 pages. That's how many pages in a day? Can someone answer? 20. How many juz in the Quran? 30. And each juz is 20 pages. We can finish the Quran in the month through just reading 4. It's not a lot. Even if you're struggling to read the Quran, it's still not an excuse. Why? Because you're getting more reward. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, وَالَّذِي يَتَتَعْتَعُ فِيهِ وَهُوَ شَاقٌ عَلَيْهِ فَلَهُ أَجْرًا. The individual who stutters when reading the Quran and is hard upon him, he gets 2 reward. Allah Azza wa Jal gives this person more reward. Brothers and sisters, even when it comes to a talib ilm, one thing, أنا أتعجب منه. Sometimes the person, he goes and seeks knowledge, wherever it might be, the Quran is the last thing he puts effort into. And I'm telling you this as something I've seen with a lot of brothers. The Quran is not memorized. They're very hyperactive when it comes to attending lessons and things like that. My dad always used to say to me, Muhammad, learn the Quran. Memorize the Quran. Things will open up to you. And my dad's not someone that is very, very knowledgeable. After seeing some statements of the scholars and things like that, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, whoever memorizes the Quran and learns the Arabic language, yastati'u alayhi sa'ir al-ulum, the rest of the fields in the knowledge will become open up for him. Will open up for him. A lot of these scholars that we find, they put effort into the Quran. They learn the knowledge. They started off by memorizing the Quran, and then they moved on to different things. And you will find that a lot of things will become easy for you. When the teacher is teaching Aqidah, what's he teaching? Kitab al-Tawheed. What's Kitab al-Tawheed? It's ayat, majority of it's ayat and a hadith. Aqeedah, open up Aqeedah al-Wasitiyah, it's ayat. If you've memorized the Quran, you've probably almost just memorized the book. A lot of things will become easier for you. Something that we need, especially even as a student of knowledge, to put a lot of effort into the Quran, you find that a lot of things open up for him. How long do I have? 10 minutes. And one thing, brothers and sisters, I want to conclude with, inshallah ta'ala, and it's been very, very long, and a lot of information has been given. Learning the Quran, it requires time. It requires a lot of time. It's not easy. And the shaitan, on top of that, is scaring the people with faqr all the time. Going out for a year abroad to memorize the Quran. The Quran, someone might go abroad and he has time out. It might take him a year and 2 years, or 2 years. It's not a lot of time. Na'am, the shaitan's whispering in your ear. He's telling you, who's going to provide for you? You're going to have issues. Give you doubts after doubts. Remember one hadith. And our sheikhs, they used to always remind us with it. You leave something behind. إِنَّكَ لَن تَدَعَ شَيْئًا اتِّقَاءً لِلَّهِ إِلَّا أَعْطَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْهُ. You don't leave something due to you fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to learn your religion. إِلَّا أَعْطَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْهُ. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it with that which is better. You leave something for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. It is a wa'dun, a promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ. A promise, and Allah doesn't fail in His promise. The shaitan is scaring you. You're going to lose out. You're going to fall behind in your academics. People your age are going to be studying with you, scaring the life out of you. You're not going to get a degree, hence you're not going to get a good job. You're not going to do this. You're not going to get any money. Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, he said, قَرَأْتُ فِي تِسْعِينَ مَوْضِعًا أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدَّرَ الْأَرْزَقِ. I read in 90 places that Allah Azza wa Jal has written down your provision. وقرأت في موضع واحد أن الشيطان يخوف أولياءه. And I read in one place that the shaitan scares the people with poverty. One place. And 90 places I read. So he then said, فَصَدَقْنَا قَوْلَ الْكَاذِبِ وَتَرَكْنَا قَوْلَ الصَّادِقِ فِي تِسْعِينَ مَوْضِعًا. We ended up trusting and believing the shaitan, the liar, in that one place, and we totally forgot about, we disbelieved in all the 90 places where our provision has been written down. There's many people, wallahi, they went out, they came back, they carried on with the academics, and they may be in a better position than many people. You are being raised in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, we are in need. We are in need of every means of intercession, of every aid of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, اِقْرَأُوا الْقُرْآنَ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَفِيعًا لِأَصْحَابِهِ. Read the Qur'an. It will come as an interceder for a person on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Also, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, it is said to, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ, to the individual who is attached to the Quran, it will be said to him, اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا. I know there's 2 minutes left. فإن منزلتك عند آخر آية تقرأه. For indeed your position is in the last place you are reading the Quran. You'll be told to rise. Read the Quran in front of everyone. إن لله أهلين. Allah Azza wa Jalla has people that are specific to him, special to him. Who are they? هم أهل القرآن هم أهل الله وخاصته. They are the people of the Quran. Brothers and sisters, make this a Ramadan that you come back to the Quran, you apply the Quran in your life, you ponder upon the Quran, you try to act upon it, you make it part of your lives. Take that dust particle off that we have outside this Quran. Let it be that Ramadan, this Ramadan that we have. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.